Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With just about a month to go before the midterm elections, let's get to this week's district profile. Each week, we're looking at the race in a single congressional district, and this week it is Washington State's 4th, where farmer Clint Didier will face off against state legislator and also farmer Dan Newhouse. Both are Republicans, and they're vying to fill the seat of retiring Republican Congressman Doc Hastings. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity joins us from Pullman with more. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, how is it that there are two Republicans in the race, first of all?
So Washington State is one of three that now uses a top two primary system where basically the top two vote getters in the first round are those who go on to the primary. So California and Louisiana also use this system. This is the first time Washington has had a congressional race like this.
Okay, well, tell us about this district, the 4th congressional district.
Sure. So it's a very big district. It's the size of, I think, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island combined. Mm. It actually is pretty urban with big spaces of open land in between. It's a very agricultural district. They grow tons of apples and pears and peaches and cherries and also most of the hops produced in the U.S. It's 60 or 70% white and very Republican, although Obama carried the state by about 15 points against Romney in 2012, he lost the 4th district by 20 points.
Well, and it makes sense that it's very Republican because, as we said, there are two Republicans running against each other. Let's hear from them. First, hear from Clint Didier.
I believe the greatest threat to each of us and our children in achieving the American dream is the size and scope of the federal government. I believe in life. Our Declaration of Independence said explicitly that the first and primary purpose of the federal government is to protect life, innocent human life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness.
Tell us about Clint Didier.
Clint Didier is a former tight end in the NFL. He now is an alfalfa farmer on the farm where he grew up in Altopia. His main issue is really about the size of the federal government. He said if God can get by on 10%, then the federal government should be able to, too. Hmm. So he's come out very strongly against mass surveillance by the NSA. There is a huge Superfund site, which is the sort of rest of the main plutonium production site from World War II in this district. It gets about $2 billion a year in federal funding and is chronically behind. But Didier thinks that the cleanup should go faster, but without any new dollars. And he, in spite of having received about $300,000 in farm subsidies himself when he ran for public office for the first time in 2010, he said, you know what, I don't need them anymore, and he hasn't taken any since. And so he's come out against all ag subsidies, which could become quite an issue in this general election. And I also should mention how much Didier makes use of football analogies. He loves to refer to the U.S. Constitution as America's game plan. Hmm. He said the Obama administration has lost its grip on the ball. And it seems pretty much every chance he gets, he refers to his career in the NFL, which included three Super Bowls.
And he's hoping for a touchdown. Let's get to the other candidate, Dan Newhouse, also a Republican. This is going to be interesting how they try to differentiate themselves from the other. Let's listen to Dan Newhouse.
I'm a Republican who will fight for a constitutional balanced budget amendment. I'll work to replace the Affordable Care Act with a plan that actually works, to increase access to health care, to improve the quality of care, and to control costs. We need immigration reform to secure our borders in this ever increasingly dangerous world we live in, and we need to provide a stable workforce.
What should we know about Dan Newhouse?
Dan Newhouse, as you said, is a former director of the State Department of Agriculture. So in many ways, his platform is kind of predictable when you look at the GOP mainstream. This is a very small money race overall. Didier doesn't have any outside money, meaning from PACs. Dan Newhouse has got backing from ConAgra, from Dow Chemical, from General Mills. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at them, They're both really trying to appeal to the same sort of ideas. Both are posing with guns in their campaign ads, talking about, you know, having grown up on farms and being farmers themselves. But then when you start to look at the issues, there are some sort of shades of gray. So, for instance, Dan Newhouse has said that he believes there should be a pathway for hardworking immigrants, whereas Clint Didier has said that, you know, really what we need is enforcement and more of it all down the line.
What would you say are the main issues for voters in this race?
Well, agriculture is by far the biggest industry, and it'll be interesting to see whether the Tea Party-ish positions that Didier has play against him in the election, because this region gets a lot of money from the federal government, not just through agricultural projects, but as I mentioned, for cleanup at the Hanford site, which is a huge part of the local economy.
What is the National Republican Party doing about this race? How do they decide which one to pick?
Well, Doc Hastings came out and supported Dan Newhouse. I think by and large, the parties have really been against the top two primary system because it creates a little bit of a dogfight in the general election. So you haven't seen a lot of money come into it or public endorsements, with the exception of Sarah Palin, who's come out in support of Clint Didier, and Doc Hastings. One big endorsement, which created some sparks between the two, is the NRA came out in support of Dan Newhouse, in spite of the fact that both candidates are really very, very pro-gun rights. But just to give you a little bit of a sense of perspective, the most expensive congressional races in the country, there are a bunch of races where you've seen about $5 million raised. Dan Newhouse has twice as much money as Didier, and all he's got is $390,000 raised so far. And I think that outside groups are looking at that and saying, you know, whoever is elected is going to caucus with the Republicans regardless, so let's focus our resources elsewhere.
What are the polls saying?
There have not been any polls since the primary, so perhaps the primary results are our best guide. Didier won by 6 points in the primary, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, most of the candidates. It was a 12-candidate field. I believe there were two Democrats in that, and they got less than 20% together. So one of the losing Republicans in the primary has come out in support of Didier, and we should see in the weeks to come whether there are any more endorsements from the remaining candidates that push some of those 80% Republican votes towards Newhouse or Didier.
We'll have to wait till the poll that matters on Election Day. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity joining us to talk about the 4th Congressional District in Washington State. Rowan, thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, next Monday, we'll be in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as our election week begins here and now.